Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You're going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Line up Molly and Hanley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show. 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as Coach Collins and the Cats host Illinois, Michigan, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
Man, I don't know about all of that. I'm taking it, you know, one day, one step at a time. All of that's way down the road from here. But we got to continue to win if any of that is ever going to be a question.
That's guard Jimmy Butler from the Chicago Bulls when asked about being a league MVP a few weeks ago. We do know this, that Butler has been voted a starter for the Eastern Conference All-Star team. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both off today and back in action tomorrow. Now the Bulls play in Atlanta. Taj Gibson will be a game-time decision with ankle soreness. Dwayne Wade's expected to play at the Hawks and then home against the Kings on Saturday. The Blackhawks skate in Boston with Scott Darling starting in net. Former White Sox Tim Raines, along with Jeff Bagwell and Ivan Rodriguez, the newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame. Cubs and White Sox games will be live streamed on csnchicago.com through the NBC Sports app. It's free to those who get the network in their cable package. Wide receiver Jordy Nelson went through some drills today at Packers practice. He is still not cleared for contact. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Windy City Bulls. For tickets, visit windycitybulls.com. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit Rosen Hyundai Chicagobulls.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick, that has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick's on Twitter, at Coach Billick. You read his stuff at NFL.com. You see him on NFL Network. You hear him on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. You know, it's funny hearing that in the intro about a team that runs up a lot of yards but can't score points. I guess in the context of the Steelers, I don't think six field goals gets it done this week, Brian.
Yeah, that's your fabulous win for them. They're glad to have it, but you're right. They're going to need better red zone efficiency against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. That's going to be the key when you look at what has won in Foxborough, and there's not a lot of drawing. Baltimore did it a little while back, and the way they did it when they made their Super Bowl run. Joe Flacco obviously had a great game with no turnovers. They had a lot of big plays. They were 4-for-4 in the red zone, and they ran the ball well. And the trouble for Pittsburgh, you can't just like do 3 out of 4. You're going to have to do all 4 if you think you're going to beat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in Foxborough.
When we see some of these red zone deficiencies by this team, last year Atlanta had a bunch of turnovers in the red zone, and you think if you're in the red zone, you throw a jump ball up to Julio Jones or something like that. But with Pittsburgh, it's different, especially if you're inside the 10, because you're going to try to get a couple of pass plays off, but you don't have that jump ball guy in Antonio Brown. You got a slant guy in Antonio Brown, but why the red zone struggles for an offense with three game changers like that?
Well, it doesn't take much to throw you off your sequencing. They didn't run the ball well down the red zone, what they typically would with obviously a Le'Veon Bell. And they can, you know, they can go up to a Jesse James, and you're right. Antonio Brown's going to do it a little bit different than maybe somebody else. But that, you know, when you get into that sequence down there, they've normally been very good down there because they're very, very multiple. But you got to give Kansas City credit, too. They did a great job with it there, and you got to know that New England's going to be very focused on that, because there's no way that they're going to beat New England in Foxborough if they go down. And you know they're going to move the ball, and you know they're going to have big plays, but they can't bog down in the red zone the way they did against Kansas City, or it's just not going to happen.
If you were coaching in this modern NFL and you realized shortly after the fact that your star player posted a video of the postgame locker room that included you just, you know, being normal, being real as a coach and talking like a coach talks, that you found out that was kind of out there, what is your response after you break whatever you're holding at the time?
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin, I think, handled it very well. You got to use it as a teaching moment because, you know, I always used to tell my guys, God, I know you aren't listening to me when I get up here and talk to you after a game like that. Everybody's excited and cranked up, but it's fine if you're not wanting to listen, but you can't be broadcasting the thing out there. But the thing that would bother me beyond just the lapse of judgment, it's where's your head? What do you think it's going to take for us to win a championship if this is what we're going to do, if this is where our heads are after a big win? It's real simple. Can you see this happening with the New England Patriots? Can you see a Bill Belichick coach team doing anything like that? It's not going to happen. Where's your head? He's got to use it as a teaching moment, and I think he will.
How much does that affect what actually happens on the field? I feel like we talked about it with Boatgate or Yachtgate a couple of weeks ago with Odell Beckham Jr. and the Packers, but I heard Ryan Clark, who used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers against these New England Patriots, say that a former secondary mate of his, I believe his name was Anthony Davis, said something about either a guarantee or saying something about the offense of the New England Patriots wasn't that good, and Tom Brady, in the first drive, went after him and scored and talked to him and, you know, smack-talked him a little bit. And he said he went after him for the rest of the game and it affected him because he couldn't back up his talk. How much of that actually affects what happens in the game? Or is it you get hit the first kickoff and everything else goes out the window?
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to affect the game at all. Where it affects it, and the point I would make to my team is, look, this is a tall order going into Foxborough. We're capable of doing this, but it's got to be all hands on deck. Every minute of between now and that game has to be geared towards what does it take to beat the New England Patriots. For every second, for every minute, I don't care if it's 10 minutes, I don't care if it's half a day, I don't care if it's 3 days, that we're dealing with this, that we're having to answer some questions about this, that's that same time that we're not getting ready for the New England Patriots, and that's going to cost us. And that's where this really very young, because you're talking about Le'Veon, this is the first time this last playoff game was the first time against in Miami where Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown actually played together. So you don't have a lot of experience. You're still growing as a team in that regard against a team that has a damn lot of experience in the playoffs in New England at home.
We've done some X and O stuff, and a lot of football people are fascinated by Le'Veon Bell's running style and about his patience and reading long-form stuff about how he thinks of it as a chess match. And I know defensive coaches might just be licking their chops for an opportunity to expose this running style, to say, okay, well, you know, it's great when you have an offensive line that allows you to do that, but if you're coaching against a running back who is that patient, what's the counter move?
You pull the trigger. You saw a couple times of it with Kansas City, where the linebacking corps pulled the trigger and just blew him up. And it is unique. And you have to have an offensive line that's able to get to that second level. And you know, there'll be people that try to duplicate it. You'll start to see this where, you know, we're a team of repetition, or we're going to steal whatever we want, we think can work. You're going to see some backs and teams think they can duplicate it, and they won't be able to. I think it's unique to Le'Veon Bell and what they're doing offensively. But yeah, I can just hear the defensive coaches right now saying, guys, you got to pull the trigger. You cannot hesitate. Don't let him take that slow read.
On the other side, you've got an NFC Championship game where I believe whoever gets to 41st probably will win this game. Kyle Shanahan has had quite the year of play calling. And it seems like, and I don't know if this is recency bias, but watching him target certain guys on the defense, the weak spots, the weak links on a defense. And he did this when Julio Jones was out as well, with guys like Taylor Gabriel and Levine Toilolo now has become a receiving threat for them. As an offensive guy, how much do you have to make sure that you're doing what you do best when you're trying to target certain weak points in a defense?
Well, the good thing for them, what they do best involves a lot of people. When you got Julio Jones, you can go to Mohamed Sanu. Like you said, Gabriel showed up. The tight end Tuilolo showed up. I think the running backs, I've been saying all week long, and I talked about it on our show on Game Day First on the NFL Network, the running backs in Atlanta, and I've kind of dubbed them Devontae Coleman, you know, because they're one guy. Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman have together become Le'Veon Bell. And when you look at the numbers, they've had 85 receptions, over 1,500 yards rushing between the two of them. You know, now obviously we get that in one man in Le'Veon Bell, but together that can break down a defense when you've got to account for these big receivers on the outside and what they do against Seattle. Together they had over 100 yards receiving, over 100 yards rushing.
Now, Jason just said first of 40 wins, and I'm mindful of the famous playoff game between Aaron Rodgers and Packers and the Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. That was just one of these, like, what if a video game breaks out, and it's easy to prepare for something you think is going to happen, but then as a coach, you run into the difficulty of having prepared for something, and maybe it goes sideways on you, maybe something else happens, or maybe there's an injury. So if you look at it, how often would you sit down and say, we're going to expect it's going to be this kind of game, but be ready if it's not? Or do you do none of that and say, let's kick it off and let's play the game in front of us as it unfolds?
Well, both teams, our coaches are talking about weathering the storm in a championship game when that adversity hits, particularly the road team. You know, Mike McCarthy's talking about, look, when something bad happens, we've stood at the abyss. We had that October and early November. We had we were 4-6, guys. And look at this run that we're on. We can weather that storm, whatever happens. And you're right. That's what you've got to prepare yourself for. It's going to be a great game. I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is on a run like we've never seen before. That defense of Atlanta, I never thought I'd see a team be more physical in the same game with Seattle the way the Atlanta defense did. And that surprised me. And, of course, Matt Ryan and that group we just talked about. This is going to be a heck of a game. I'm a little concerned for Green Bay. They are awfully beat up in the secondary. Which you should make it, you know, with that weak secondary against, obviously, a very hot Matt Ryan. And then offensively, if they are a little one-dimensional, the left tackle, Bakhtiari, You know, he looked a little, you know, that knee he took, mm-hmm. came back and played okay. I'm just worried about the health of the Green Bay Packers, that this thing could get away from them.
When a game does appear to be a high-scoring game, where you get the sort of point inflation, as it were, how does that affect decision-making? You know, sometimes you see in really low-scoring games, a team will say, well, you know, we might not get back here again. You're midway through the fourth, and you're inside the 20, so there you might change the risk calculus a little bit. How does play calling get affected when you think, oh boy, we're playing pinball today?
No question. You may now see more going for it on fourth down, going for a 2-point conversion, trying to steal that extra point in this back and forth process that we're talking about. Maybe a surprise onside kick, maybe a fake punt. You're just trying to extend or steal that one more series, that one more point in what has turned into a track meet.
All right, last week, Dak Prescott didn't start off well, but he finished strong, and it was a classic game. And immediately, I started to think, and then I read, and then I heard about experience, lack of experience, and when that Dak Prescott game was going to happen. Do you think that's what we saw in the first quarter or so of that football game, or was it just a guy just missing reads and missing throws?
No, I think we saw a little of the rust that you worry about in the divisional round, and what was going on around him, and having to keep up then with Aaron Rodgers. They got so hot. He came back. He tied the score up. I think Dak Prescott played magnificently. He was up against an Aaron Rodgers that's playing absolutely out of this world. And so I don't think you can attribute at least the loss to Dallas because of Dak Prescott. Clearly, the defense couldn't hold up against what has been just a magical run by Aaron Rodgers.
Looks like the Raiders are headed for Las Vegas. The first official steps are being taken with the filing. I don't know if you ever thought in your lifetime you'd see an NFL team in Las Vegas, but it looks like that's what we're going to have.
The Raiders in Las Vegas, what could possibly go wrong with that? I just, you know, I'm stunned that this is happening. I thought for sure the league would find a way for it not to happen. You know, the one thing we haven't had amongst all the things that have happened in this league in terms of drugs and officials and this, that, and the other and teams moving, we haven't had a gambling, any kind of gambling issue since, what, mid-1960s. And I'm not, you know, I know that, well, it's gambling's all over the place now and whatever, but to put a team in the middle of Vegas in that atmosphere, boy, I'm like you. I'm just stunned that it's going to happen. But you better know that's where the Pro Bowl is going to be every year from this on out.
There's some hot tickets this weekend, too. Prices fluctuating, and we know that SeatGeek.com is going to be the best place for people to go.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. You go to SeatGeek.com, download the SeatGeek app. It's like watching the market. You can go to their deal score. You can see what the trending of the tickets are, whether it's now or going into a Super Bowl. Get your best deal. You can see what the best deals are and how they compare to other tickets that are being sold. Best thing about SeatGeek.com, every transaction is 100% guaranteed.
Brian, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll talk next week previewing the Super Bowl.
All right, guys.
That is Brian Billick from NFL.com and the NFL Network.
Now, he's got me thinking now that the difference of not just cities, but geographically, when you have different things that you have to deal with as an NFL coach or any kind of coach. You know, we talked about the Miami flu.
I love the word distractions. It's the worst possible word to an NFL coach.
What you have to deal with, and now you've got a team in Las Vegas where... You seen the stadium that they're talking about building? $2 billion stadium. It's going to make Jerry World, you know, blush, and it's going to be gold-plated outside and as gaudy as you need Vegas to be. But as far as relocation is concerned, as long as you have these owners who can beg for their little playpens to be subsidized and then get bankrolled, I'm not surprised by anything.
I also don't think that there is inherent risk of a gambling scandal because of geographical proximity to casinos, because
Arch Leister did it, you know. And,
oh, it's everywhere.
Middle America.
Come on. It's just it's completely ubiquitous and powering the league. And I'm with Adam Silver with his stated op-ed in the New York Times about just, you know, make it, sanction it, control it, tax it, mm-hmm. acknowledge it. But there's, I mean, even from purely an economic argument, of rather than having all of this operate, this secondary shadow economy, make it part of the actual economy, and everybody gets paid.
Well, we're talking about a league too that still didn't want to have the real conversation about marijuana until it's federally a thing. You know, I mean, this is
now forget it. With Jeff Sessions in there, are you kidding? You're going in the wrong direction now. Jeff Sessions is going to take away your weed.
Well, you got a few hours to still roll up
he
out there.
He doesn't like your marijuana.
it's a gateway drug.
If I have this correct, and I think I do, he had no problem with the Ku Klux Klan until somebody told him that they smoked marijuana.
Well, then
there was, wait a second, they're doing what?
Cross-burning and lynching and terrorism, but hey, you're rolling that wacky tobacco.
Come on and get them. Now it's a problem. Bernstein and Goff, 312-644. 67-67, you have the score.
The score's new lineup. Mully and Hanley still starting you off in the morning live at 5. Then from 9 a.m. to 1, Matt Spiegel is joined by Danny Parkins. Then Dan Bernstein partners up with Jason Goff in the afternoons 1 to 6. And Lawrence Holmes brings it home night 6 to 10. It's Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. After 25 years, still the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. It's like Groundhog Day, where stories continue to repeat themselves over and over again. This is the second time and third time historically in which the Raiders have left Oakland. Obviously, previously they left for L.A., and then last year they announced their intentions to move to Vegas. Today they reiterated the desire, but before you think it doesn't make sense to have the Oakland / L.A. Raiders play in the desert, think again. Most residents of Las Vegas are expatriates of Los Angeles, of the suburbs of L.A., and grew up watching and cheering for the Raiders. And plus, the Raiders just make sense in Las Vegas. They're different. Their fans are different. And they fit in Las Vegas, who, by the way, is now a legitimate major league pro sports town, as they'll get an NHL team next year, as well as an NFL team in the near future. Super Bowl still to come. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com in January. Save with 0% APR financing for 60 months on all remaining new 2016 Chevys, including Silverado pickups. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Franchise.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
U.S. Open.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here. I want to tell you about Amy Kite from Keller Williams Infinity Realty. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor with a marketing plan that will work hard for you. And that's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she'll sit down with you. You agree on a price, a deadline. And if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com. Talent, ability, and know-how sells homes. Amy has all three to sell your home. Notice Lori had a problem selling her home and her mom's estate at the same time. Amy quickly got multiple offers for both and got the property sold in only 30 days for $225,000 apiece. Call Amy at 847-877-9881. That's 847-877-9881.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
During the Home Depot's Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event, save on a Home Depot exclusive. The Pfister Venturi Widespread Bath Faucet for a new lower price, just $119. Its sleek brushed nickel finish and contemporary lines look great when it's turned off, but it looks even better on when its unique spout delivers water in an elegant ribbon pattern. The Pfister Venturi Faucet, now just $119, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Valid through March 9th.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week in music history. American soul singer Wilson Pickett died of a heart attack at age 64 this week in 2006.
Atlanta.
This week in 2012, Etta James died from complications of leukemia at age 73.
Welcome to the hotel.
And this week in 2016, Glenn Frey of the Eagles died of complications from pneumonia.
This week's most popular music.
3 years ago,
1994. Number 3.
Toni Braxton, Breathe Again.
Number 2.
Mariah Carey, Hero.
And then a hero comes along.
And the number 1 song this week, 23 years ago in 1994. Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart and Sting, All for Love.
Let's make it all for love.
This week in 1886, modern field hockey was born. The first basketball game was played this week in 1892. This week in 1903, the Tour de France bicycle race was announced. The PGA was formed this week in 1916. This week in 1937, Cy Young was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. This week in 1939, had the first NFL Pro Bowl. The PGA approved allowing black participants this week in 1952. This week in 1958, had the first black player in the NHL.
This Thursday.
Welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're gonna get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It was like Cirque du Soleil with like construction worker outfits on ballet, like ballerinas.
As part of the actual construction?
No, this is the like the groundbreaking ceremony. We're talking about Chase Arena out there in San Francisco because Golden State Warriors have made themselves a little bit of money now and they want to get on over that bridge.
Time to leave.
Yes, exactly.
Oakland, it's been nice knowing
keeping
you.
Keeping your head above water. Yeah, that whole Oakland thing isn't cute anymore for the owners of the Golden State Warriors.
There it is, USA Today.
Yeah, dude, it was extravagant. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Faux construction workers doing backflips down the aisles, all part of the circus. There was the Chase Center celebration party.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you had a bunch of flirty construction workers who can stand on their kind. Exactly. It was ridiculous.
The curtain that featured an image of the arena was raised, the sun poured in, and construction equipment came to life as if this was a scene straight from Disney's Fantasia. Add in the cheery choir performance at the start, Kevin Durant saying he'll stick around long enough to play in the building a few seasons from now, and the fact the Warriors had routed their rival Cleveland Cavaliers just hours before, and the mood among those in attendance couldn't have been much brighter.
$1.2 billion for a basketball arena. But I give them credit because it's their money. so they can spend as much money on it as they want. I'm not patting anybody's pockets, not checking for anybody else's money, but $1.2 million.
No matter how nice it is, as it's being built and the moment it's done, it is going to be surrounded by hundreds of belligerent homeless people.
San Francisco's the most expensive place to live in the country now.
Well,
You got Google out there. You got Twitter out there.
I have never had an experience. And look, I've been to Santa Monica before.
You've never been to San Francisco before the Super Bowl?
No. I've been there many times.
Okay.
But what has happened there with their homelessness crisis? Look, anybody who's been to Santa Monica or Southern California understands that there's a reason why homeless people are gravitating to a place where it's 80 degrees every day and sunny. But even in the nicest areas, you are literally stepping over people in storefronts and everywhere. Every open space has somebody lying on it. It's scary and sad. And you can't believe the volume of it. It doesn't show up in any of their tourism videos.
Right.
But San Francisco, for the Super Bowl, they had already forcibly removed 3/4 of their homeless underneath some viaducts or pushed out into these tent cities. And then after the Super Bowl was over, they came flooding back in. But even then, it was noticeable. And not just your basic...
I'm down on my luck.
Really angry, crazy, screaming, acting
mental health in this country.
It was terrifying, and I don't know what was going on out there, but that is, you know, all these lovely pictures you see of happy San Francisco. You know, they're sort of Chicago West, and that they're.
You mean Danny Tanner and his two girls aren't out there waiting on a house on a hill?
They've got issues with their police force.
You know about what happened with the Warriors, right? They hired that police chief to be there.
Ray McDonald special.
Yeah, they hired the special head of security or whatever, and they had to fire him that day because people were bringing up the fact that this under San Francisco's under his watch, that the San Francisco Police Department had shot like 55 people, mm-hmm. and a few people had been murdered, and no gun was found on the scene. When people mm-hmm. were saying criminals had guns on the scene,
sprinkle some
crack on them and get the hell up out of here. Yeah, so they had to fire him that day. So yeah, San Francisco. I only went there when I was 10 years old to go see one of my great uncles, and he was
how great
yeah,
was he?
Yeah, he. What fascinated me about that trip is he had a separate refrigerator for Eggo waffles.
What?
Have you ever seen, you've seen the Gin and Juice video where Dre opens up the refrigerator door and it's nothing but 40s in the video?
Yeah.
What was that?
I think that's nothing but a G thing.
My bad. Not Gin and Juice. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I open up a door and there's nothing but Eggo waffles because he found out when I was coming that I loved myself some Eggo waffles when I was a kid. So I had Eggo waffles in San Francisco.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as Coach Collins and the Cats host Illinois, Michigan, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Jimmy Butler has been voted a starter for the Eastern Conference All-Star team. The Bulls and Blackhawks are both off today and back in action tomorrow. The Bulls play at Atlanta. Taj Gibson will be a game-time decision with ankle soreness. Dwayne Wade's expected to play at the Hawks. Excuse me. And then home against the Kings on Saturday. The Blackhawks skate in Boston with Scott Darling starting in net.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right?
I don't know what happened. Just as it started there.
It's fine.
Okay. Thank you, though, for asking.
All right,
could you give me some water?
Sure.
If you could run out right now and grab one, that'd be great. Thank you. Former White Sox Tim Raines, along with Jeff Bagwell, Ivan Rodriguez, are the newest members of baseball's Hall of Fame. Cubs and White Sox games will be live streamed on csnchicago.com and through the NBC Sports app. That's free to those who get the network in their cable package. The Orioles and Mark Trumbo have agreed to a 3-year deal worth more than $35 million. A wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, went through some drills today at Packers practice. He is still not cleared for contact. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the... Thanks, buddy. Wow, look at that. That's a first. I appreciate that. Look at... Wow.
You have breaking news to report, Matt.
I do. Wow. Wow. I'm moved. I mean, like, I'm touched. I feel funny down there. It's interesting. That was weird. That just happened, Jay. He came in and gave me a glass of water.
Oh, nice. After all those years.
How hard is that? Not doing anything else.
Affable Dan.
That's it. Affable Dan.
Mm-hmm. He's turned over a new leaf.
He's a new man.
Yeah. Give it time.
I was about to say two weeks from now.
Two?
It's going to be over with. He's going to be screaming tomorrow at callers. And
Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan.
Yeah. This
is all anyway, well, Dan, thanks for the water. Wow, it's really
this
cold,
is all the
too.
First it date. Is, it,
that our
where do you
little,
get this water from?
From the water like cooler thingy.
No, you have a special one or something?
No, I think
that's in the Mully and Haley.
I'm just
going
to say it's in Mully and Haley. They're special mm-hmm. water.
They have a whole glacier. It just drips and melts, and they collect it and drink it. It's delicious.
Actually, Dustin has like a flamethrower, and he just keeps it on it and gets the water fresh.
That's why he's wearing the vests, because he's always cold.
Is that what it is?
On the glacier, yeah.
I didn't know that. Good to know. KYP.
I'm mad about a cola. Actually, what was that name you gave me the other day there, Daniel? I like that one better. Oral Fondly, was that
yes,
the name?
Yes, Oral Fondly.
I am Oral Fondly, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Taco Bell. When it comes to dinner, there's nothing harder than choosing between your favorite foods. That's where Taco Bell's double stack tacos come in. With flavor combinations like cool habanero, spicy sweet, and nacho crunch, you can choose not to choose for only a dollar.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
So, last night, I watched a little match game. Watched, of course, the Thunder versus the Warriors. You got KD versus Russell Westbrook. That was fun for about a half, and then the Warriors ran away like you thought they would in the third quarter. Tonight, if you're looking for something to watch, whether it be House Hunters or Blacklist or something like that, outside of sports.
I need something.
It's a tough night.
I need something to help.
Your man, though, got 30-10 last night, and he's going up against John Wall tonight. Derrick Rose, ladies and gentlemen, and the New York Knicks will be facing off against the Washington Wizards on TNT.
You're in charge.
Yeah, this is a tough night. No, basketball-wise, you got college basketball. Lonzo Ball and the number three UCLA Bruins will be playing tonight. I'm trying my hardest.
It starts at 10, though.
Yeah, but I'm trying. Well, dude, I'm going to be up feeding the kid until about 2
late.
In the morning anyway. Dude, I don't sleep, so
yeah,
now I'm wired. I'm ready for this late night basketball action like I've never been before, especially with the shift. You know, I can stay up a little bit later, go to sleep a little bit later. It's all good.
If you are
basketball stuff for you tonight.
If you are a hockey fan, Caps at Blues at 7 on CSN. And
who are you talking to?
You're the Bursting
the imaginary
golf
listener. Oh, okay, yeah.
And the late game in the
in
NBA.
The Spiegel look, Jason.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was,
flashbacks.
I was looking back there to
I didn't
make
say
sure
I was going to be watching.
Make sure
it.
Jay could prop up one of my hockey thoughts.
Why do you think there's been so much scoring and that's up in the league in the last
right.
3 days?
We're going to get a Connor McDavid breakdown here in a couple of minutes from our guy, Danny Pucks. Come on, give me some more. Give me some more. I want to hear more of your hockey prowess.
I'm not watching. I'm saying
you're allowing for
I'm just
the
simply,
opportunity.
I'm noting that if one is looking hard for something to watch, you have a CSN hockey broadcast.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And there's nothing. And the late game, the 9:30 TNT game, is the T-Wolves at the Clippers, with the Clippers without Chris Paul.
And Blake Griffin. They're down to J.J. Redick and Jamal Crawford and DeAndre Jordan.
And here's the problem, too, is that we didn't let Jason watch match game last night, so he's texting me here demanding
your
that,
son.
Yes.
By the way, he's not talking about me. I'm
no,
not a grown ass
problem.
Man
yes,
looking
my,
for permission to watch match
no,
game.
My,
in my, crib.
My son is now really into match game, and he likes to outsmart Neil deGrasse Tyson, which I'm, this game is really not all that difficult. So he wants to watch it tonight. So I think we're going to do that at some point. But I know that it's going to be either flip or flop, or love it or list it, or some. Or one of the Giada shows that might get priority on the main television tonight, because I'm going to have a very difficult time saying to the family, I have to watch this for my work.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, no, you don't.
Yeah, not tonight. Not tonight. I mean, both teams, both local teams, the winter tenants, as we'd like to call them, They're playing tomorrow. So you got Blackhawks and Bruins tomorrow. And who is the newly minted All-Star starter, Jimmy Butler? Who are they going up against tomorrow? I forget.
They're in Atlanta.
Oh, they are in Atlanta.
Go, with no Mike Muscala.
Moose. Yeah, so Jimmy Butler gets to put the Butler package on display for everybody. I wonder if they got there today, like last night. If they got there last night, then you get a night to... That's when you know your coach loves you, by the way. The cities that guys like to travel to, if you can go early or if you can stay a day behind, if you don't have to travel until the next day, if you're not on a back-to-back night, that's how you earn some points with your roster. If they've been playing well or if they don't trust you or something like that, and you want to get a little credit, you stay a little while in Miami or Atlanta or something like that. Also, if you're a gambler, I mean, those night before arrivals where the Atlanta flew, my guy Steve Holman, who's been doing play-by-play in Atlanta for like 30 years now, every once in a while he just drop in there during the broadcast. Someone left some tickets at the top of Magic City, it seems. How did this happen?
Right.
This team hasn't awakened for this game. You know, and damn well that everybody was partying the night before at the Buckhead Bottle Bar or Onyx here, or Magic City.
Hey, that's a home field advantage that's been built in for the Bulls for a long time, too, that people don't care to acknowledge.
There's more hotel stuff going on here in this city than there is club stuff anymore. There's not a lot of places to go. This isn't as hip happening a club spot as it used to be probably a decade ago. A lot of places have been closed down and a lot of places only are open for one night or two nights. There is more hotel dealings going on in this city than there is late night clubbing.
Dealings are dealings. I'm not necessarily saying...
Yeah, but if you're hanging out in your hotel and you invite some people up or...
You're still up.
Yeah. It's a lot different.
You're less likely to get shot, but you're still up.
It's a lot different than going out and partying until 3 in the morning with loud music and smoke everywhere.
Again, though.
In a rested, sometimes seated position while you're having a good time. It's a lot different than having to, you know, wait for the bottle girl to come back with the sparklers and you're hanging out till 3, 4 in the morning.
I know what you're saying. There it is. I just think that if you're up and you're drinking and you're whatever you're doing, it's the only difference is you're more likely to survive the night. But it's still being up. It's still probably affecting your play.
There's the time that you cut down from the bar to the cab to the hotel, you know, trying to fumble with your key card as well. I mean, yeah. You give me hotel over club any day of the week if I'm an NBA player. But you got to prove yourself in these NBA streets. So you go out your first 3 or 4 years.
I've been in some of the hotels, and I've just seen sometimes how it goes down.
I've also heard of these things. I won't say I've been or seen because at this time of the night, my lady's listening, waiting for me to come home.
You're saying is been or seen. I mean, that's all right.
Yeah, but I mean, seeing some things, and you get close to interacting. Like, you know, sometimes things are happening, and you're like, oh, I'm pretty close to this.
Like the hors d'oeuvre tray comes around.
See, now I have to tell you a story during the commercial break.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, I can't do that now. But those 2001 Bulls, you know, the guys just had things waiting for them in the back seats of cars, and it's like, dude,
I know this story.
Yes.
All I'm asking is if the story just might on some level.
When you tell a guy that, you know, hey, man, I'm gonna catch a taxi home. He's like, no, I'll give you a ride home. And then you get in the front seat and you look behind and you're like, wait a minute. Have these two people been waiting here the entire time you were clubbing? I think I am actually going to catch that cab home.
Okay, and would I believe the story.
See, I'm not going to play this game with you, counselor.
I think the story could bring about world peace.
Oh, Jesus.
Bernstein and Goff. We're going to say hello to Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/Cubs.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com in January. Find your tag, find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze and Equinox. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow.
In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Credit was so horrendous. So David concentrated all his efforts and helped Jerry enhance his credit over a four-month period of time. With a gift from Tina's parents and a $9,000 closing cost credit, David helped them negotiate that from the seller, and Jerry and Tina purchased a new home 6 months after contacting David, and they celebrated happily their first Christmas in their new home with their two kids. If you're renting or you're living in your parents' basement and you want to get pre-qualified for free, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 19186.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The new year is here, and all 2016s must go during Woodfield Nissan's 2016 Nissan closeout. No models will be excluded. You will get Woodfield Nissan's lowest pricing on all remaining 2016 Nissans, like a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Sentra, clearance priced for only $12,995, or a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Rogue, clearance priced for only $15,995. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a massive Nissan inventory and massive Nissan savings all month long. Get a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Altima, clearance price for only $15,295, only at Woodfield Nissan. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a truly exceptional sales and service experience as they pride themselves on providing the best. Hurry into Woodfield Nissan during the 2016 Nissan closeout going on now at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Price plus title, license, tax, and doc. Number one volume is cited by Nissan North America sales in 2016. Altima stock number P9110. Rogue stock number P9045. Sentra stock number P9112.
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week's most popular music. 12 years ago, 2005.
Number 3.
Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, Lovers and Friends. Sierra, 1-2 Step.
Let me do my 1-2 Step.
Come on. And the number one song this week, 12 years ago in 2005. Mario, Let Me Love You.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one.
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, you! I know you're looking for a new car in 2017. You know what you got to do? You got to see my guys over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Trust me, they have the selection, service, and satisfaction you are looking for. And right now, you can get specials like 0% APR for 60 months on all remaining 2016 Chevys, or sign and drive with no money down on the new 2017 Chevy Cruze. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them I sent you on select vehicles to qualified buyers, see dealer for details, find new roads.
Incoming. music. This is the sound of the top songs in France. Number three. Ragged Bone Man, Human.
I'm only human after all. I'm only human.
Number two. The Weeknd, I Feel It Coming. LP, Lost on You. Transmission terminated.
Man. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full boat.
You know what that means?
It's time for Terry Borges' two favorite words, ladies and gentlemen.
Are they still? Have we checked in?
Lot of hope.
You best believe it.
Maybe in retirement.
Yeah, he hadn't said anything since then.
Right.
So, you know.
So as far as we know, that's still true. I should text him and ask. Are they still his favorite words? Because you never
know.
They
better be. They better be. Lawrence.
What's up, peoples?
What's happening?
Hey.
We got full boatage today.
Man, we had a great show last night. Had so much fun. And there was some stuff in it that we needed to kind of bring back. For today, we spent an hour with Kelly Krull in studio, and she's delightful. But some of the stuff that she was talking about when it comes to the how the Cubs season has not ended yet. Like, we're going to discuss that in full on the show. It has not ended.
Yeah, you got to know it has, though. That's the thing. You can fool yourself into saying that's true, and you can be part of the celebration. But the fact is, the truth is, the 2016 Cubs no longer exist.
I agree with you, but... There are all those things that we don't necessarily think about. And the story that I'll bring back from Kelly last night is that she was talking with Kyle Schwarber, who hasn't had a free weekend in a long time.
He's doing photo shoots and such.
He's had a lot of free other stuff.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's had a free weekend schedule-wise, but that's going to be a lot of free dinners and a lot of free drinks.
There's a lot of... But that these are the trappings of being a champion. So we'll discuss... whether or not you feel that could be an issue with them going forward. The other thing that David Diaz was in here, and I don't know if either one of you guys ever had a conversation, former lightweight champion of the world, fought Manny Pacquiao. He's a Chicago dude from Hamlin Park. And we had a great time. He was hilarious because now he's doing real estate. So he was talking about how he went from finishing his career to competing with his wife, who he works with in real estate, to say, this is what I'm going to do next in my life. But I got into it with him about the possible Mayweather-McGregor fight. Man. And when you ask boxers, every time that I've talked to a boxer, like, they're furious about this happening. They're furious about it. So we'll get into that. And I'm going to talk with Dave Ross, 120 Sports, about it, because he's someone who covers boxing and MMA and likes them both.
Just for people who might not know, they're angry about what?
They're angry that this seems like a farce and that Conor McGregor doesn't belong anywhere near a ring with Floyd Mayweather. Even though he is a tremendous striker. Conor McGregor is a great striker, for MMA.
Right.
Compared to an actual boxer
and a guy who has spent his whole career not getting hit
by the best boxers
in the world.
Didn't Ronda Rousey when she fought Holly Holm, and it's like, hey, look, I'm going to make my name. No, you're not, because she's a boxer.
A championship-level boxer.
Who's going to punch you in the face until your face falls apart.
And that's exactly what ended up happening. Ronda got all sorts of other problems, and I'm sure we'll talk with Dave Ross about that, too. She could use an actual boxing coach, because the guy that's in charge, Edmund, the guy that's in charge of her training, is a charlatan.
Keep getting hit in the face.
We were talking about it before. Have you heard the stripped out audio of her trainer during the last fight?
Yeah, it's the first thing I'm going to listen to when I leave.
Really?
It's great.
Another one of our texters sent the link to it and said, not safe for work, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's great. It's just him.
Someone tweet that to me, please.
Stop getting hit.
Ooh, that had to hurt. Right,
stop leading with your face.
Put your hands up or something.
I mean, it's only like,
kick her in the
It's
legs.
Only like 110 seconds of screaming, because she was up out of the paint really early in that fight.
It was quick. And Amanda Nunes, I flew into Vegas because, DePaul had a tournament there, and I flew into Vegas, and the way that they promoted this fight was as if Amanda Nunes did not exist. The person with the actual championship did not exist. And even in Vegas, where the fight was taking place, there's this huge poster of the two of them. And Amanda Nunes is actually a really attractive woman, and they picked the worst picture. It was like they had the picture of Rousey that was Instagram filmed
up. Yeah.
And then just like
the dude picture.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Shut it down.
Yeah, the dude picture. And she whooped her.
It was, man. So we'll get into that tonight. We're going to talk about Tim Raines. We're trying to figure out if we have international calling ability. Because we might get Ozzie Guillen if we do.
I think we do, right? I mean, we don't have HD in our studios, but I think we can dial. Can't you hit him a collect? Is that a thing anymore?
I'm surprised Ozzie went down to Venezuela. Considering what has been going on there and what I've talked to actual Venezuelan people about the state.
Home.
I know it's still home, but you don't know if you're ever going to get back out, and there are people getting kidnapped.
But Ozzie's
especially
like,
people with resources.
Ozzie's kind of a made dude down there, so... You know, I agree. Look,
it's
look.
It's scary.
My wife is all about going to crazy places, and we were actually out with Ozzie Jr. And she's like,
"Well, that's going. That's a crazy place in and of itself."
Hey, we know.
No comment.
But
shout out to Ozzie Jr.
For real. And she goes, "Shouldn't we go to Venezuela?" And he was like, "Nope, you sure shouldn't."
The State Department's telling you not to.
Correct.
You don't need Ozzie Guillen Jr. to tell you not to. Although now the State Department might pick. Who knows?
Maybe Ozzie Guillen Jr. is running the State Department coming up after tomorrow. Got a few more hours. Might as well get it in. This is like 600 jobs and only like 28 of them have been filled or 29 of them have been filled.
We
so far.
Thank the producers today.
Hey, he's taking the weekend off.
Nick Shepkowski, Chris Tannehill, hey, the guests, Scott Miller, Barry Trammell, Eric Edholm, Brian Billick.
Color.
Matt Abatacola had the updates. Brian Gertsch, our video coordinator.
I'm coming in here on my day off.
We are going to do this again tomorrow. We're going to get out of Lawrence's way. We will talk to you at 1 o'clock. Goodbye and good night.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Have you ever seen a refrigerator that comes with a touchscreen? Have you seen a washer that comes with a built-in sink? Have you seen how much the Home Depot can save you on both? Right now, get up to 35% off appliance special buys at the Home Depot. These feature-packed appliances come in a range of stylish finishes, and nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't! Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it